This deals with the pound, consideration of pound net fishermen.
Before I do that, may I add just one comment on striped bass, since it's a big issue and it'll be asked next month. Mr. Holland asked about the Maryland situation. The difference is they don't have ITQ. They have a free enterprise, so when there are tags available up to the quota, people can rush in, get another 200 pounds, 200 pounds, 200 pounds. That's the big difference.
That is a big difference.
Yeah.
That explains it.
Yeah, okay. Sure does.
One other thing today is that we've been contacted by the pound netters in the northern neck area. I think you heard Jack report previously that Ernesto did quite a bit of damage. What we had expected was that in 2007 sometime, the pound netters would be asking to have an exemption from having to set and fish their stands because of Ernesto. It's a little different is what we found out. What occurred is typically on the western shore they do set their pound nets prior to the time that Ernesto had hit. But this year they were planning to set some late nets because they knew they had to get them set and fished to get relicensed, just to go through that process. And instead Ernesto came along, even though poles had been cut for these stands they wanted to set, they had to use them on the stands that were in the water and that got impacted. Consequently, there will be nets that won't be able to set. We don't have an exact amount. I know of two individuals with multiple nets that are affected. We had this exemption following Hurricane Isabel, which did not require them to set and fish in 2004 and 2005. We'd like to ask for a public hearing next month to, again, renew this exemption process for the pound net industry.
Mr. Fox.
I have seen the damage from Ernesto, and then we had Ernesto Jr. about a month later.
Yes.
And so I would move to have the public
hearing. Okay, one question just before that, I appreciate it. Have we had any complaints by those that may feel that they're being disenfranchised by maybe making this decision? Is anybody complaining about us going in this direction? Have you heard any?
Not at all.
That's fine with me. Motion made by Mr. Fox. Is there a second?
Second.
Any further discussion? Just to comment that this does fall right in line with Governor Kane's policy of doing the best that he can to assist those that were impacted negatively by Ernesto, or as we had in Smithfield, Ernesto Jr., 18 inches of rain in 22 hours, almost lost my boat. Matters before the commission. All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Did I get a second on that?
I think it was Holland.
Mr. Holland did second it, I do recall. Thank you. Jack, do you have anything else? Okay, the only thing we've got left,
you and her.
Talk to Jack.
Yeah, we have to decide on the meeting dates for November and December. November doesn't look like it's problematic because it's after Thanksgiving. It's the Tuesday well after that. Is that a problem with anyone meeting on the 28th of November? 28th of November, which is the normal date. Now, the following Christmas, the day after Christmas, is a normal commission date. That is a state holiday. Thank you, Governor Kane. So in order to have that meeting in the month of December, close to the time frame, we need to have it on the 19th if we continue to have it on a Tuesday. Does staff have, Jack, Bob, do y'all have any problem with the 19th as something to throw out? Is that a problem with anyone so far?
Yeah.
Okay, so Wilford will be so notified. I don't guess we need a motion on that. But the meeting date for December, Kathy, will be December the 19th. Does anyone else have anything to come before this commission? If not, meeting adjourned.